This is Mr. White, and I'm offering you the opportunity to have as much fun as I do every Thursday at noon on the Blues Time. So tune in to 89.3, be happy as you can be, or get online and listen to the Blues Time, the world's greatest blues show on Thursday at noon. So get groovy.
WHFR Dearborn. Listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. We are 89.3 on your FM dial, and you can listen to us live streaming over the web at WHFR.FM. Welcome to Impact. This is a public affairs talk program here at the radio station where we focus on mostly nonprofit organizations and events and people who are trying to make a difference out there in the world and trying to make a positive community experience above and beyond. My name is Kristen. I will be your host this hour. And today here in the studio with me, we are focusing on the Festival of Trees event, which benefits the Children's Hospital of Michigan. I have with me here in the studio Teresa Diefenbach, who is the director of the Festival of Trees, and I have Anina Bachrock, who is the board member of Festival of Trees. And Anina, I am told that you are from the beginning, an original founder.
Right. I started back in 79 when my son was born. I left work at Comerica, and I decided I wanted to do something in the community. So I went on with Tennis and Crumpets, and then in 84, there was a downturn in the economy, and people weren't playing tennis that much, so we decided to raise monies other ways, and they went to look at the first Festival of Trees down in Atlanta and said, we can do it. I was treasurer, and I'm going, how are we going to get 100 people to come help us do this? And now we have 7,000 volunteers.
Wow.
So I guess I didn't have to worry way back then. But it's one of those things you just can't help but keep helping, because what we can do at the hospital to help the children of Michigan is unbelievable. The research that's being done helps all the children, all statewide, even internationally.
Very good. Now, you started, what year was it you said you had the first Festival of Trees?
In 1985.
And if you could, just tell us, what exactly is it? Because there may be some people who have not even been to one, or they're not familiar with what it is. Okay, Teresa, we want to turn to Teresa Diefenbach.
Hi. Festival of Trees is the largest special event annual fundraiser for Children's Hospital of Michigan Foundation. And when you come there, expect to be wowed. It is a magical Christmas show that we put on. There are over 50 decorated, professionally decorated Christmas trees, gift shop, kids' activities, Santa's on site. It's just a holiday magical wonderland.
And what is the purpose of the trees? Are they...
Trees are for sale.
Okay.
We do have professionally decorated trees, and everything actually we have there is on sale, and it's because we want to raise funds for the hospital. But we have 7-foot trees, 4-foot trees, 3-foot trees, just all professionally done. And you can purchase the trees and have them delivered within a 50-mile radius after our show. We shrink wrap them, bring them to your house, unwrap it, and poof, you got Christmas right there wherever you want it.
Oh, that's cool. You actually shrink wrap them and make out to deliver them, and then you just put
some
it up?
Some of the items are cash and carry. Like, we have 3-foot trees, and those you can buy on-site and take with you that day. But the large trees, we keep on-site throughout the entire event. And then, like I said, the day we close up, we shrink wrap them, and the next day they're brought out. Boom, Christmas, wherever you have it.
So if you haven't already gotten a tree, or you don't already have plans, this would be an excellent way to just go ahead and go get a pre-decorated tree or helping a good
Absolutely.
Cause.
And And in addition, we have sponsors that we call them our special Santa sponsors. They have already purchased said trees. They don't even know what they look like yet, but they want to donate this money. They can have it delivered to wherever they want. It's not necessarily an individual just wanting it at home. A business may want it. Some of the companies that do it also want them to go to other charities, women's homes, children's homes, such like that.
Oh, nice.
And it's just a lovely way for them to do. They can donate to us, and somebody else also reaps the rewards of it.
Oh, very nice. Nina, let's go back to you, and you're the history buff here for the Festival of Trees.
But I want to tell you one thing before we
go. Oh, sure, go ahead.
One year I bought a tree because there was a white tree. It was done by the Canterbury
Village
up in Orion, and it was white, and she had hand-designed all the ornaments and wired them on. I've had it for a couple of years. It pops apart. I put it in blankets, put it in the basement, and in 5 minutes it's set up again. It's the best Christmases that I don't have to be sitting there putting lights on every branch.
And how long have you had that?
I've had it about 4 years, and it still looks really great. They came, they walked in the door, and they cut off the wrapping, and then we have fluffers who just made sure it all worked and asked if I was happy, and I was really happy. It was the 2nd of December, and my Christmas tree was up and lit, you know, which normally didn't happen until the 15th.
No effort.
It was wonderful, and it went to Children's Hospital. So
very good. Well, speaking of Children's Hospital, we were talking about the funds and where they go from Festival of Trees.
Funds raised go to the Evergreen Endowment Fund, which was created for Festival of Trees. Children's Hospital of Michigan Foundation is the only beneficiary of those funds, and it's for pediatric research at the hospital.
And there's actually, there's been quite a bit, when I was going through the website, quite a bit of different research that you wouldn't even think of. And Anina, you were talking about the PET scanning before.
Well, one of the fun things, 16 years ago, we bought a PET scanner for the hospital, and we were the only ones in the country. So one morning I was listening to the Today Show, and Katie Couric said, well, the only place in the country they have this is at Children's Hospital of Michigan. And I was going, yes, we did it. And what they do there is they do a lot of research on the brain, epilepsy, seizures of any sort. But one interesting thing at the time, and while she was bringing it up, was that's when there was the fall of the Baltic communist countries, and they went in and found little babies in orphanages that were chained and just lying there. So a lot of American mothers went over there to get babies to bring home, and they were having trouble socializing these children. And the doctors found that in the back of your skull, there's an area for socialization that is open for like the first 6 months of life. And if you don't, mothers, remember, if you don't talk to your kids and hold them and touch them and love them, that's where they learn socialization. And it's important that, one, that you remember there's only a short period of time before it closes up, and that's what they found using that machine, and it was earth-shaking to me.
Well, it's 6 months is such a small amount of time. It's such a small window. Moment of opportunity that, and that's the kind of research. That's the kind of research that is out there and that is needed funding for. I have, just really quickly, if I can just kind of go through, we don't have to go through all of these, but some of the other projects that were funded by the Evergreen Endowment was pediatric motion analysis, gene therapy for chemotherapy-induced heart failure, reducing prenatal brain injury by brain cooling. That, don't know what that is. Sounds incredibly interesting. I've never heard of brain cooling before, but new treatments for paralysis, gene therapy for spinal muscular atrophy and related neuromuscular diseases. I mean, it's absolutely, the list is quite incredible as to what, and who would have thought that Christmas trees help to to bring this forth.
And, you know, we've raised, over the course of the years, it fluctuates based on the economy, but over $8 million, and $5 million had already been projected for pediatric research that they've already used. So wow. It just keeps growing and growing and growing. The fund keeps growing as we go year by year. And it's been hard the last few years based on the economy and running a charity, you know, to raise funds. But I'm here to say I think things are changing. We've been seeing a turnaround already in sponsorships, more coming on board, and a bigger interest in the event. And I think it's going to be a banner year. So we're really hoping that this is going to be a big change, you know, showing that there's been a turnaround in the economy and that we're going to raise quite a bit of funds this year.
Do you think that maybe some of it might have to do, too, with people have seen a different way of living because of this economy? You know, maybe they're starting to realize, oh, it's not all about money. Mm-hmm. It's actually, you know, and the things that I have and things that I want. And I'm just noticing a difference in attitude towards more nonprofit type organizations. I really see that coming across as...
I absolutely believe that. I have a lot more volunteers that have been contacting us and just wanting to become a part. And as I said, with sponsorships as well, it's not the me generation of the past. It's now people that have come to terms with, you know, this is what we have and we want to see what we can do to help the people, you know, do something with what we have instead of always, like I said, the me thing is gone. It's now that people are really coming around and trying to be helpful and wanting to be involved with nonprofits and give of themselves.
Right.
Well, I also found that I do a lot of soliciting for advertising. And I also got the banners made on Michigan Avenue. And when I went to the banner company, they looked at me and they said, our child went to Children's Hospital. He was desperately ill, and they saved him. Of course we want to help you with the banners. So I hear this all the time, that their grandchild, their niece or nephew, or their own children have had a trip to the hospital, and they've been so appreciative that they want to give back.
As are many of our volunteers, their children or their relatives or a neighbor has had somebody that was involved with Children's Hospital. We've had volunteers since the very beginning of the inception of 1985 when it began that have been with us ever since. They've committed to themselves. They've seen, you know, the amazing work that the hospital and staff do there, that we never want to lose our volunteers and we always need more. But everyone seems to have a story of an involvement of how somebody's child was taken care of there.
What's your favorite story?
Well, one of my favorite stories is my own personal story. One of my closest friends, her daughter was born with a condition called Hirschsprung's disease.
Hmm.
This was before I even gotten involved with Festival of Trees, and they had given her possibly 3 months to live. Through the sustained efforts of Children's Hospital, she lived for 9 years. She's since passed, but they were able to sustain her for 9 years. She's actually had many case studies written about her under the Hirschsprung's disease. And I always said, if there's ever any way in the future that I could do something for Children's Hospital, and it just came my way one day. Somebody offered me a position, and next thing I know, here we are.
Wow.
Yeah.
And thank goodness.
Yeah.
And what about you? What about you, Anita? I'm sure you're full of stories. You got to be full of stories.
She's our storyteller.
Right. We love her.
One of the interesting things was when my son, remember I started when he was just born. When he was 11, he was at Bryant one June day, second Monday of the month. And they were out playing in the field baseball, and they had bats, and they hadn't put the grip tapes on the aluminum bats, and it was hot and sweaty, and a kid was doing a practice swing, and the bat flew out of his hand into my son's nose and eyes. And it was like, oh my goodness. They rushed him to Oakwood Hospital.
Oh, that's just like a nightmare. I'm sorry, I'm visualizing that. It's horrible.
Well, I was out at the garden club, so I didn't know till I got home that that's where they had rushed him. Because this was before cell phones.
Yeah.
You know.
And wait, there was a time before cell phones? Yes, what?
Yes.
What? Sorry.
And so I went over there, and they said he's, you know, in there. And finally they brought him out, and they said, well, we've done what we can. Now you have to take him to an a pediatric ophthalmologist and get his eyes seen because he could have problems. And so I'm driving home at 10:30 at night going, oh my goodness, I have to find a pediatric ophthalmologist. And all of a sudden I realized I've worked with Jack Baker, Dr. Jack Baker, down at Children's Hospital for Festival of Trees. And I called him up and I said, Jack, this is my problem. He said, come down tomorrow. I'm operating. I'll see Drew. Came down, came out, saw Drew, said there's nothing wrong with his eyes, but he has a problem with his nose, and he sent me right up to Dr. Belinke to have him evaluated. And 2 days later, he was operated on his nose to straighten the mess out. But what was interesting, because this was, my son's now 31, so that was 20 years ago. But what's interesting is way back then, we would be taken with Drew right to the door of the operating room. We never left him till he went in, and as soon as he came out of the operating room, we had him back, so when he woke up, he saw us. It was so wonderful, and it was such an experience. Now it's commonplace in other hospitals, but this was the first time I'd ever seen this happen before. So they're doing first things all the time at Children's Hospital.
That's incredible. Where... How can I put this? Where was Festival of Trees involved? Like at that time, because you said you knew him from Festival of Trees. Were they already setting up funds going to Children's Hospital?
They started in 86, and this would have been 89.
Wow! So something you were involved with,
and that I didn't know why. Right? You know, I just thought this was good. And then, you know, what comes around goes around, or what goes around comes around. I was able to get him taken care of right away, and it was a relief. And going to Children's Hospital, that was one of the things that I knew about Children's Hospital, but I thought that was for the deathly ill, and I really couldn't go down there. Yes, you can go down there. They have great doctors there. They've now made satellites throughout the area, so you can go to Bloomfield. All these Children's Hospital doctors and see them. You don't have to just be desperately ill with these strange diseases. They take care of everything.
Oh, that's incredible. You're listening to 89.3 WHFR.FM. This is Impact, and I am speaking with Teresa Diefenbach, who is the director of the Festival of Trees, and Anina Bachrach, the longtime board member of Festival of Trees. And we're just going to take a quick break here, but we will be back after this with more talk about Festival of Trees and Children's Hospital of Michigan Foundation. So don't go away.
After I came home from the war, I lost everything. My job, my family, but this place, this is where I started to put my life back together.
A few weeks ago, my husband of 47 years had a stroke. I'm staying here in this room while he recovers. Without this place, I don't know what I'd do.
At Volunteers of America, we envision a world where everyone has a place to call home.
12 years my family lived in that house. Then it was gone, washed away in a flood. We were on the street. The day we came here, that's when I knew we could make it.
But it's not just about having a place to call home. It's about improving lives. Through our programs and support, our promise and hope, we work so that no one will be left behind. After all, who are we as a society if we don't help those who need it the most? To help strengthen your community, visit VolunteersOfAmerica.org.
sirens, jet engines, car horns, leaf blowers. Today's world puts our sense of hearing on overload. Luckily, there are places we can go to refocus our senses. Our national wildlife refuges. It's amazing how much more you'll hear when you just take a minute to listen. Like a stirring chorus of songbirds warbling in the treetops. Or the industrious beaver slapping its tail in the mountain pond over baritone bullfrogs. Or the pulsating beat of a pileated woodpecker looking for a meal. When you hear these things, you're hearing the world the way we found it. With over 500 refuges across America, you don't have to go far to make a special connection with nature. Learn more at fws.gov/refuges. That's fws.gov/refuges.
According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, the employment outlook for medical insurance specialists is expected to grow above average clear through the year 2014. Henry Ford Community College is prepared to train you in the exciting and lucrative field of healthcare as a medical insurance specialist. For more information, give us a call at 800-585-HFCC.
Think you have what it takes? We do. Henry Ford Community College. Visit us online at hfcc.edu.
Hello? Hello, can you hear me? This is Jimmy. Every Tuesday from 2 to 4 p.m., I am floating in a tin can. I'm stuck on the spaceship in the future. Tune in as I play a mix of indie rock, retro, world music, whatever I can find on the ship. Help me come home. Only on WHFR Dearborn, 89.3.
We're back. You're listening to 89.3 WHFR.FM, the station making waves. My name is Kristen. You're listening to Impact, one of our many forum programs that we have here. Impact is a public affairs talk program which covers nonprofit organizations, events, and people who are trying to make a difference in this world and in the community and in your very own home or in your very own life. And with me here in the studio today, I have Festival of Trees. Festival of Trees is a fundraising program for the Children's Hospital of Michigan Foundation, which is just in the leading edge of medical research here in the Metro Detroit area. And I have with me Teresa Diefenbach, who is the director of Festival of Trees, and Anina Bachrock, longtime board member of Festival of Trees. So let's get into the meat of the program, ladies, if I may say it like that, and just exactly what is involved with Festival of Trees, just to the littlest bit of details, if you'd like to.
Well, what I'd first like to do is just to mention some of our upcoming events. On November 6th, Eco Hardware, which is one of our event sponsors, has a store on Michigan Avenue here in Dearborn, and they've converted a large portion of that store to what they're calling the Festival of Trees Holiday Gift Shop. And that's going to commence at 10 o'clock that morning with Mayor O'Reilly going to be there to do the ribbon cutting. Santa's going to be on hand. There's going to be free gift wrapping, all kinds of discounts, kids' activities. And it's going to be quite a big fun deal. And we get a percentage. That runs through till Christmas. And we're going to get a percentage of the all sales that are made. So that's a nice thing that, in addition to the many things that Eco Hardware does as part of their sponsorship. Then also we have our preview black tie gala, which takes place on November 20th from 6:30 to 11. That is considered the premier start to our event.
Okay.
And so we're greatly hoping that a lot of people will come to that. Tickets for that are $75 for adults and $25 for children. That features a silent auction. There's going to be live entertainment from the Henry Ford Community College Big Band.
Woo!
Yeah, woo!
I love the Henry Ford Big Band.
We're excited about that. And in addition, Ford Motor Company Chorus is going to be joining us
that
night.
Oh, nice!
So we have been trying, since we knew we were moving to Dearborn, to utilize as much of this wonderful community as possible, whether it be from Hatteras Printing to get all our printing done, to Park Place for our catering for the preview. We're so grateful to be in Dearborn in this wonderful community and all it has to offer, so we're taking advantage of it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And just so our listeners know, we will be doing some live spot broadcasting from the preview party as well to let you know what's going on, what some of the trees look like, you know, who's there, you know, all that good stuff.
The
so,
big wigs, the movers,
yeah,
the shakers.
Exactly, yeah, exactly, you know.
Kind of like the paparazzi, but different, but in a good way.
Right. So, so we'll be, you know, keeping you informed on that, as well as we will have be giving away throughout the next couple of weeks here general admission tickets as well for the event. So be sure to be looking for more information about that on our web, as well as listening to the different individual shows. So yeah, lots of community involvement, a lot of people involved with this.
Absolutely, and we're really hoping to get a lot more volunteers for our event. We always do need them. We're especially in dire need. We have to move into this event rather quickly because the Ford Community and Performing Arts Center actually has another event just prior to us moving in. So if there's anyone out there that would like to help us move in on November 18th from 1 o'clock on, we have to get the meat and bones of everything set up, because the next day is when all the designers come in, and that's when they make their magic happen, and that's a whole day-long thing, too. Also, we need, during the run of the show, which November 21st through the 28th, we always need volunteers to help cover shifts, and then when we tear down our show at 4 p.m. on November 28th, we need a lot of strong people to help us tear that down in a timely manner, and the more people, the less time it takes us. So
many hands make light work.
Absolutely. If you can go to our website, fot.org, everything you need to know regarding whether you want to become a volunteer or a sponsor or a designer, everything's on there. Our website has been updated by the wonderful Mr. Ben Bachrach, husband of Anina Bachrach.
And Thank you, Ben.
Ben has been an amazing addition, and he has taken that website into something that we can control it in any way we want. So it even has music. Turn it up when you turn it on. You got a little Christmas feel to it.
Aww. I like that. Anina?
Well, I just wanted everybody to remember, you don't have to remember dates. For the last 26 years, it has been Sunday to Sunday of Thanksgiving week. So you never have to figure out November what? It's the Sunday before Thanksgiving to the Sunday after Thanksgiving.
But we do close on Thanksgiving, so all the volunteers and everybody can have fun with their own families as well, because by that time they're all pretty whooped.
Yeah, so you need a break.
Everybody but needs a good
break.
We're
going to be open till 9 o'clock on the
22nd for the tree lighting ceremony, due to the generosity of the city of Dearborn for hosting our event. They have asked us that on the night of the tree lighting ceremony, from 6:30 until 9 o'clock, we're going to actually have our event stay open a little bit later that day. People that attend the tree lighting ceremony will be granted free access to the Festival of Trees.
Oh, you're going to have a ton of people.
Well,
that's
we're hoping be great.
So. We
also will have donation.
Yeah, there's donation, yeah, too. You'll be requested, because we are a benefit for Children's Hospital. We're hoping you're going to come in. You know, even if it's $5, put it in the can. If you go to the gift shop and support us by doing something there, if your kids do something at kids' activities, everything goes for this benefit. So you're doing a lot of good. You're having fun with your family. It's a great family experience. Come on down, and you know, and it's our thank you to the wonderful city of Dearborn for this.
And that is the 22nd.
Yep, from 6:30 to 9 o'clock is when we were informed that is the whole tree lighting ceremony officially takes place. So
okay,
we're very excited about that. We get to meet a lot of the Dearborn residents. Normally our event sees over 5,000 people come through. We're hoping with this move here, we're going to double to triple that.
That would be fantastic.
That would just be awesome, yeah.
Now, they have a wonderful gift store there with very unusual items that you won't see at Macy's. and places around. They were all brought in special. So you can do a lot of Christmas shopping there. And one of the areas I do like is they have stockings, all different stockings for hanging at your fireplace. Different, so you can get a new stocking this year. And that's a lot of fun. There's going to be a Lego trains.
Yeah, Lego every year has supported us for quite a number of years, where they come in and they have a complete city set up of Legos and the trains and everything going through. Kids of all ages go crazy. And for a dollar, they let them operate the train for a minute. And that's pretty cool. Also, the Detroit Historical Museum comes in with a huge train display as well. Everyone, you know, ties trains in with the Christmas trees and stuff, so it's pretty cool. We are also bringing back our gingerbread village this year. We have some new chair people that are on board to get a gingerbread village going with that. Wreaths are in hand. The kids area is always a ton of activities and stuff for the kids to do. And we're also bringing what is known as the pet therapy animals through. And those are from Children's Hospital. They are specially trained that in the hospital, the kids that are sick, they have found that it greatly enhances their healing when they bring in these dogs, some of them are cats, and they'll bring them into the rooms and they let them lay on the bed with them and they can pet them, and it greatly reduces their stress level. So our stars, the pets, come through the event at various times, and it's just really great. And the kids that are in sight there love them. So do the adults. Everyone's suddenly playing with all the dogs and stuff, and it's really cute. But it's a good time. They're very well behaved. They've been trained especially for being around people, and so it's just it's really a nice little tie-in.
Very nice. And now you were mentioning the gingerbread houses. Do you still need businesses
to sponsor those? We absolutely do. We don't have a lot right now of designers, and that's what we've been trying. We've been hitting local areas and stuff, and you know, we have accumulated a few that have said yes. And I do know it's culinary time for a lot of the culinary departments at certain colleges and stuff, but I do believe Henry Ford Community College has been approached and said yes. So yay team. All right,
Henry Ford Community College.
You know, well, in addition to that, you know, they also do a program in our program book on, you know, program ad. And so they've always been a very good supporter of ours. So we're just thrilled. But yes, we definitely do. If you have anybody out there with culinary talents that would like to attempt to make a gingerbread house for us, we would love to have you on board. And again, if you go to our website, thefot.org, you can just let us know that you're interested, and we would love to contact you.
Can individuals
absolutely
contribute? Like, they just decide they want to do one, and maybe it's like, you know, like my family, me and my kids, a Risbeck family gingerbread house or something like that.
Absolutely. We have some that are, you know, from restaurants and whatever, but we ask that these are actually going to be sold, as is everything. So if you put some creative spin on it and do something cute, do a kids-themed one, do whatever. There is guidelines, and those guidelines are available, again, on the website of what we're looking for. But we absolutely would like to. If you are interested in doing it, we ask that we get everything in before November, at the very latest, November 5th, because we would like to get all the names in our program booklet that's going to be passed out at the event. So this way everyone, and we also list it on our website as well, but this is kind of just something you can take with you and say, look, I'm in the program booklet. It's our family or our company. You know, that's why we need to get all the names of sponsors and such, in addition to anyone that wants to be a designer, for that matter, in a timely manner, because it has to be printed and get it out there.
Right. Now, what about the wreaths? What is involved with that? Is it the same, just the tree designers are doing them, or other people?
Garden groups do it, yeah.
Oh, okay.
We have all kinds of people that, you know, and we have 3-foot trees that people will take, like 20 of them, and they don't necessarily get them provided by us. If they have them, they decorate them, and they bring them. Once you donate something, it becomes the property of Festival of Trees, and it's ours to sell and price as what we, our goal is to sell.
Right.
So people, they'll call, they'll say, I would like to donate a wreath. I'd like to donate 5 little trees or whatever. And we take everything. You know, we just want that thing to look really rocking. So.
Well, very nice. Now, are some of these trees and gingerbread houses, well, no, I guess they wouldn't be available at the ACO grand opening of the store on November 6th.
On November 6th, they are going to have a raffle there of a professionally decorated Christmas tree. But the trees and stuff, that what they have at the gift store, I believe, is just going to be all your holiday things that you're going to want to buy for Christmas. So, you know, you can get everything there.
And then just a percentage of the proceeds.
Right. When the store closes in at Christmas, then they'll do that. They did this actually in its own format downtown last year at CompuWare. CompuWare had offered us the former book bookstore that they had down there, Borders.
Right.
They gave us that space. And they called me like a month before the show. I said, I don't know what you want me to do with this. It's, you know, we're running our show. And Aiko said, we can do it. And by golly, they got in there, filled that store.
Wow.
And it was amazing, you know. And sure enough, and at the end, took it all out. We were all done. Handed us a check. There you go. We're like, thank you. So they said, well, why can't we do it this year in one of our own stores? So the Michigan Avenue store is actually their largest store. And since it ties in so well with Dearborn and all that, it was like, oh, so they took it right on board. And I haven't been allowed to go in there yet. I'm waiting until the actual November 6th thing. But people have been telling me, wow, there's a lot of stuff going on in there. So we're very excited to come to that at 10 o'clock, November 6th. It's going to be pretty cool. A lot of giveaways for kids and all kinds of stuff happening.
Very cool. Kudos, definitely, to Aiko and all the other businesses, too, supporting
so
Festival
many.
Of and Trees and
Children's
Hospital.
And kudos to the mayor, Jack O'Reilly.
Oh, he's awesome. What an incredible...
He called us up last October and said, we would like you here in Dearborn. Can this happen? And so the board came to a decision that it would be really advantageous for people from Birmingham, Brighton, Grosse Pointe, that they can come down 94 or Southfield.
Yeah.
It's an easy in, free parking.
The location's beautiful. And it ties in so well. It's so elegant, and it ties in so well with our event, you know, with the trees and everything going on. We couldn't be more happier. The Ford Community and Performing Arts Center, the people there working with us have been incredible, too. They just say, you ask for it? Absolutely. You do anything you need. We've never had that before. We're just kind of astounded that, you know, that they are so generous and so giving to us. And it's through the efforts of Mayor O'Reilly and the people of Dearborn that we're just so excited.
Yeah, how often do you have somebody calling you and saying, hey, come here?
Exactly.
Right.
And now it's been suggested that this will be again next year. We're hoping that this is going to be forever, that this is actually known as our new home. We were at Coble Hall for 17 years. We were in Dearborn for 2 years, out in Novi. You know, we've been all around Allen Park for 2 years, back downtown for 2 years, but this location is so centrally located to everything and so well known that if this could become our new home, I think, you know, this being our 26th year, we're calling it the new generation of Festival of Trees. It can only get better because of where we are and what we're doing. I just see this expanding and becoming amazing.
Well, the Ford Community and Performing Arts Center also, as far as a location, for those of you who are not familiar with where it's located at, it's just east of Southfield on Michigan Avenue. So you would come down Southfield, Michigan Avenue, and go east, and you'll see it. It's this big, huge building next to the beautiful library, actually, as well. So, but the nice thing about that location is that they already decorate for Christmas, It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful on the outside.
Yeah. Right. That's why we're excited again about that as well, because in the past, some of the event sites that we've had to been at, we had to have extra designers on hand while we're setting up to do all the decor for the inside, the outside, and whatever. They do all this on their own. It's I have to pinch myself so often whenever I walk in there and they're telling me, oh, yeah, we do that already. It's stop the madness. It's so exciting. I can't believe it. You know, it's really fueled up all the volunteers and they are so excited about it too. Because, you know, last year was our 25th year and a lot of people are like, oh, you know, we've done this for so long. What are we going to do? This breathed new life into this organization that it's charged everybody up. The excitement level is just off the hook, you know, and they can't wait to set it up, can't wait to see everybody, want to meet everybody in Dearborn. It's just nonstop steamrolling, you know. We're excited, we're kind of pumped. Can you
very talk? Cool. Well, you know, two thumbs up to the city of Dearborn.
Woot, woot.
Let's give it up for them.
Woo-hoo. I just wanted to tell you about a funny thing that I did. I talked with the president of the PTA of the Dearborn Public Schools, and they're having an event in November where they're trying to get the parents to come in to hear about something. So I said, you know what we can do at Festival is the classroom, the one classroom in each school that has the highest
attendance,
those children will receive one admission ticket. So I think they're putting it out there, but
oh,
I just thought
this
would be a way of having a competition. Get your parents in to this event. The parents will learn about the school or whatever the program is that the PTA is trying to get out. And then the class with the highest percentage of parents will each get an admittance ticket. So I said that. Then I said, well, how many schools do you have? Well, 28. And how many students? In 30. I was going, oh, that's 840 raffle tickets. But it's good. It's good
it's
for all, the
kids. It's a wonderful thing, yes. Because we want kids to come. We have a lot of school groups and senior groups that come through, you know, just as a tour, if you will. And we encourage that. We offer group rates for groups of 10 and more. So a lot of schools right now, though, they've cut back on the funding for having field trips. This is another way to encourage the Dearborn, you know, families and such to come. Well, this whole class just got a ticket each for coming to the event. Get your chaperones together and stuff. We can work something. And it provides something nice, a nice little side field trip. And it encourages the kids, get your parents to come. They get involved in their school more, you know.
It's yeah. Win-win. And even if you don't have a free ticket to get into this, remember, this is an event that is benefiting the Children's Hospital of Michigan. And how much is general admission?
It's $5 for adults and $3 for children.
Right. So it's not like this is going to be a huge, expensive family night out either, you know?
Oh, no.
You can come and get some Christmas decorations.
And I've been working with the restaurants here in town. Like Andiamos is giving a 2-for-1 ticket, so you can come and make it an evening and go out for dinner at Andiamos. Or Lapita is giving a 20% off coupon to come into their restaurant, so that you can stay in Dearborn and enjoy the whole ambiance of the whole town.
Very nice. This is a big deal. Festival of Trees, their website, FOT.org. We have to take another quick little break, and then we will be back after this. You are listening to 89.3 WHFR.FM, the station making waves.
Hey, this is James Lynch from the Dropkick Murphys, and you're listening to the only station making waves, WHFR.FM.
My name is Tom Thornton.
And my name is Cindy Thornton. We've been married 38 years, we're retired, and this is how we live united.
We play golf and we travel, but we also decided we were going to give to and volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
I do the nursing at the clinic.
I work the front office, checking in patients, greeting them, making them feel comfortable.
United Way is how we contribute, because we know our time and money are going to the right places, the places that need it most and implement it best.
Judging by the thank yous we get at the clinic, I'd say we're doing the right thing with our retirement, too.
We even get a few bless yous. It's incredible.
We're Tom and Cindy Thornton. We volunteer at our community free health clinic, so we don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Mom, Dad, I'm in eighth grade now. That means those years of peer pressure are way behind me. From here on out, it's all about good grades and living up to your totally realistic expectations. Alcohol is probably the last thing on my mind. Like you said, I'm too young to drink. When I'm with my friends, all we talk about are current events and boy bands. We're definitely not curious about what alcohol tastes like or why the older kids drink. And do I notice when you have a drink at dinner? Of course not. Just like I haven't noticed where you keep the alcohol. Oh, and if the opportunity arises to talk to me about drinking, you should definitely continue to avoid it. And if you do bring it up, just remind me that I'm too young. That'll probably do the trick.
Real kids are curious about alcohol. 40% try it by the eighth grade. Start a real conversation at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. Talk early, talk often, get others involved. brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Animation, illustration, multimedia design, print design, web design. Plug in to the graphic design department at Henry Ford Community College. The new graphic design program is full of choices. 5 new tracks, 5 new certificate programs, an associate degree program with 5 areas of concentration, and flexible class schedules that meet the needs of busy people. For more information, contact the graphic design department at 313-845-6487 or graphicdesign@hfcc.edu. Graphic design at Henry Ford Community College. Plug in.
This is an official station of the MAEB.
MAEB.
The Michigan Association of Educational Broadcasters was formed in 1977 to support your local high school and college radio stations. These stations serve the community and create alternative programming. But most importantly, they discover and train the next generation of broadcasters. For more information on the MAEB and its affiliates, visit www.maeb.org.
Listening to 89.3 WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is Impact, one of the forum shows that we have here every Tuesday from 1 to 2. And I am here on the fourth Tuesday of every month. And today I have with me the Festival of Trees nonprofit organization. And they raise funds for the Children's Hospital of Michigan here in the Metro Detroit area. And here in the studio, we've been talking with Teresa Diefenbach, the director of Festival of Trees, and Anina Bachrock, a longtime board member of Festival of Trees since its inception and a founder as well. We only have about 10 minutes left here to kind of wrap things up. And something that I am curious about is if I come the last day of the event, because it runs, you're saying, Sunday through Sunday of the Thanksgiving week. If I come that last day, is everything gone?
Oh, absolutely not. The exhibit runs throughout the entire time from the night of our preview party through the end of the show, November 28th. And it all stays on site. Other than the 3-foot trees, which are a cash and carry, and items purchased in the gift shop, the gingerbread houses, the trees, all that stays right there on site. It's for everyone's enjoyment. And when that show closes at 4 o'clock, I do the raffle, which I wanted to bring that up. It's a very important point. Our raffle is quite incredible. We've got $1,000 money tree, which is a tree designed by one of our wonderful designers, Bev Police, and there's actual money that are the ornaments on this tree. It's a huge hit with everybody.
Wow.
And in addition, Meyers has come on board with the big Meyer toy tree that's going to be there. We've got so many different items that have been done. A Wii gift set, package game system, so many things. And for $1 a raffle ticket or 6 for $5, you have a chance to win something pretty cool. So then anything that is on site, as I said, 4 o'clock, we begin the teardown process. And Palmer Moving and Storage, who have been with us since its inception, they store all our merchandise all the time. They also come the day we are wrapping all our trees. We have a group that comes in. They wrap the trees. Those trees get loaded onto Palmer's trucks. And then those trees are delivered to whoever purchased them. You have a 50-mile radius of where you want this delivered.
Oh, wow.
They'll bring that tree into your business, into your home, or whomever place you, wherever you've had it destined to be delivered. Cut that wrapping paper off, fluff that tree up, and you've got yourself Christmas right there.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So everyone gets to see the event from beginning to the end. And then,
so unless you have your heart set on one of those 3-foot trees.
True. Yeah. If you have your heart set on one of those 3-foot trees, then you come on in and you get that. But I also encourage you, if there's a tree that you see there on site, buy it. we'll put the sign on it that you are the purchaser of this tree. It won't be any personal information, but however you want to say, you are then the sponsor of said tree. And that tree will then be delivered at the end of the show. So, but please, if you come in there and find a tree you want, get it. Because there have been people that have said, well, I came back to buy the tree, and somebody else has already done some. We don't have, you know, 50 more in the back of the big trees.
And they all sell.
Pretty much.
they all sell. Yeah. So you definitely want to... If that's your desire to get one of those, you might want to get in there a little earlier in the week.
Exactly.
Yeah, but as far as just for viewing pleasure, they're all there.
They're all there.
The whole entire week. The gingerbread house are the gingerbread houses?
Yep.
You did say that. Okay.
Once they're purchased, they have to be picked up at the end of the show as well. They're a cash and carry item. We can't deliver them because of the fragility of them. But everything remains on site. It's a beautiful holiday creation that we sincerely encourage families to come out and see. It's a tradition for many families that have been coming since the beginning of it. So we want to get new friends, old friends, everybody to come and see it.
Very nice. Anita, you had something you wanted to mention?
Well, you know, one of the things that I think is important to think about is you have your friends or your family coming in for Thanksgiving, and they came in the afternoon on Wednesday. Well, send them over to look at the festival. Get them out of your hair so that you can do what you need to get done, and they can be having a good time. You know, use that as a place to babysit
them. Yeah, there you go. Thank you for coming. Here's some tickets to go to see the Festival of Trees. I'm going to make the turkey.
Okay. Exactly.
Right.
Your kids will love it.
After all that shopping on Black Friday, make sure you come on over. There's just so much going on. I also wanted to mention that on November 27th, we have co-hosting with the Dearborn Chamber of Commerce a brunch with Santa. It's going to be right there on the site, but it's going to be in Studio A. Tickets are already available, and there's two shows, one from 9 to 11 and one from 12 until 2. Santa will be on hand. There's going to be little gifts for everybody there at the site. A delicious brunch. Park Place is going to be catering that event as well. And then we wanted to mention, in addition to that, oftentimes I'm getting calls from schools and groups that come through. Is there going to be anything there to purchase as far as food-wise? And is there a place for kids to sit when they're on site if they bring a bagged lunch? There is in the community center a tables and chairs that they can sit down. Their groups can sit and eat there. We are working right now to, in coordination with Park Place, that we are going to be having food available on site, hot dogs, hot cocoa, that kind of thing. So just wanted to confirm out there so people will know.
Right. So if you're a teacher, this actually would be a phenomenal field trip for your class to be able to come and see just the importance of the community involvement with this, not just to see the trees, but to actually see all these different sponsors and the different way that the whole thing has come to fruition. And I mean, that's a good life lesson right there.
And start off the holiday season.
Yeah, it's a great kickoff for the holiday season. And a lot of our volunteers tell me they came back because when they were young, they went on a field trip. My own kids, I used to take them downtown to Cobo Hall to this field trip for this thing called Festival of Trees, never knowing what it really was all about. Now over the years, and especially my kids know it because they live it every day, but now knowing the tie-in of what this is all about, it's all for Children's Hospital Michigan Foundation. These kids that have grown up through the years are now coming back, and there are volunteers. They're getting community service. They're, you know, helping the community, and it's just a great way of giving back.
Speaking of getting community service, volunteers. You still need a lot of volunteers.
Really do.
If I were just to, you know, call you up and say, hey, I want to volunteer, what is something that a volunteer could expect?
Normally, you're going to be working about a 4-hour shift, and that could be anything involving helping in the gift shop, selling there, or any of our exhibits. You know, kids' activities always need somebody there helping those kids get through the little ins and outs, directing them to different areas. You're going to probably be standing and walking around. It's just one of those things. Wear comfortable shoes. So there's really not a lot of sit-down positions, so to speak. But we place volunteers in all the different areas, mostly in a selling area, stocking, something like that. If you're 16 and over, you're allowed to be able to sell. We don't normally encourage volunteers under that because of the, you know, whether it be raffle tickets or any of that kind of nature, we really don't encourage under 16 for volunteers.
So community service clubs at high schools,
absolutely,
this would be a great way for like an interact club,
absolutely,
or something to be able to get in some community service hours.
Absolutely.
And you guys probably, I was going to say, you guys probably fill out letters and all that, right?
We do. We certainly do.
Is it better that they email you? Or they call? Would you like?
If you go onto the website, thefot.org, there is a place there and how can I volunteer. You can also contact me personally at our email for work, and that's fotmichigan@hotmail.com, and just address it to me, Teresa, and just say you want to volunteer, and we can get you all set up within a matter of minutes.
Awesome. And then you guys also, you have a Facebook, correct?
I did, yes.
Yeah, we haven't even mentioned that, and we're talking about teenagers. Hello.
Oh, I know, and it's funny.
It's not just teenagers anymore, though.
So. Yeah, my kids, they laugh at me all the time. I can't believe you, Mom, that you're on Facebook. Well, my assistant, Deborah, we were talking one day, and she said, we should create a group for Festival of Trees. We now have over 200 and some members that have joined that, and it's just getting bigger and bigger. So now I message my members all the time about what's going on, and it's pretty cool. You know,
yeah.
I gotta say, Facebook, rock on. You know?
Yeah, it's a very easy way, form of
and
communication.
Free.
Yeah, and free.
It's a beautiful way.
Well, and you also had, it's a great way to keep up with your events, because you just had an event that was a huge fundraising success for Festival of Trees.
It was, we did. At the Dearborn Inn, well, every year, for the last 7 years, we've been hosting what is known as the American Girl Fashion Show. And that is in correlation with the American Girl company through Chicago. A lot of you have heard about it. They let us host, nonprofits are allowed to have a certain zip code area that you can host your own fashion show. So we just had two shows, complete sellouts, that occurred this past Sunday. 330 people at each show. It was an amazing and wonderful success. And so this is a way we can broadcast it. Like you were saying, on Facebook, we were able to get, okay, tickets, you still need to get your tickets if you haven't gotten them yet. Next thing you know, we're sold out. It was one of the, we have not sold out those shows in probably 5 years. And it was based pretty much on the economy.
How much, if you can tell me, about how much money do you think you raised?
For the American Girl? Well,
yeah,
all the funds right now, we are still tabulating. That's what
okay.
I spent all day yesterday doing,
yeah.
Counting money, you know, stamping checks and putting it in the different categories. But traditionally, you know, I don't like to give out figures beforehand. And, you know, we did have two shows. But it raises a nice chunk of change for the event, because we sold T-shirts
nice.
And these little doll seats and everything that went along with it. But, you know, and of course, the raffle did quite well as well. So.
And all these events that are with Festivals of Trees organization, all their money goes to the Children's Hospital
Foundation.
Of Michigan Foundation.
Yeah.
And which is just, as I mentioned earlier, all the different research that they are pioneering there for children specifically is just absolutely incredible.
They can look on the website throughout the year, because the website we're keeping up, so that you can see next fall when American Girl comes on, you can get your tickets through there.
We do model auditions for it in advance. Yeah, that website, fot.org,
so
is
easy
updated.
To remember.
Yeah, it's updated all the time. Literally, it's one call to her or her husband, and next thing you know, boom, it's up on there. So we encourage you all to come out to see us. It is a wonderful family event. Help support us raising our funds for pediatric research. And thank you so much.
Yeah, no, thank you. And just one more time here, Teresa, if you would, just give the rundown of the information, the dates,
okay.
the preview party, all that. Just go
Absolutely.
Right ahead and listen up.
Okay.
If you're listening, listen up.
All right. November 6th at the Echo Hardware Store from 10 until 1 on Michigan Avenue is when they're opening the holiday gift shop for Festival of Trees. On November 20th is when our black tie optional preview party gala will take place from 6:30 until 11, featuring the Henry Ford Community College Big Band as well as the Ford Motor Company Chorus. The next day we open to the public on November 21st through the 28th. We are closed on Thanksgiving. Just remember that on November 22nd we will be allowing the Dearborn residents that attend the tree lighting ceremony from 6:30 till 9, free admission. Recommendation that you please donate something at that time. And on November 27th, we'll be having the Brunch with Santa. There's two shows from 9 to 11 and one from 12 until 2. Tickets are available on our website, fot.org, or through the Dearborn Chamber of Commerce website as well.
And you can also Google Festival of Trees, too. If for some reason you can't remember fot.org, you can always Google Festival of Trees and they come right up there. Yeah, or if you're, you know, on Facebook, you can do that as well. So I just want to thank you very much for being here.
Thank you. It was fun.
I really, really enjoyed the conversation, and I hope that Festival of Trees just has a absolutely fantastic, fantastic turnout at the Ford Community and Performing Arts Center in Dearborn, Michigan. Just once again, it's just east of Southfield Freeway, and you can come off 94 going that way too. I mean, it's pretty easy to get to. So make sure that you partake. And if you have any questions, too, as well about Festival of Trees, you can go to our website, whfr.fm, where we will have a link set up to Festival of Trees. You can also feel free to call us here at the radio station if you need additional information, 313-845-9676. And once again, we're going to be giving away tickets. Keep listening to the radio station. We have tickets for this event that are going to be coming up as free giveaways, and we also we'll be having the sponsored tree that we have down there. So if you want to come see the tree itself, and please do. There's a lot of stuff going on. Once again, that website, FOT.org. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a great, fantastic month, and I'll be back here in November.
Hi, this is Trilogy, and you're listening to
WHFR.FM.
Brandon, what are you doing, man?
What was that?
You're not supposed to sing. We're just guitars.
Would it be crazy if you just stopped everything, packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year? What if you left for 2 years? Would people think you'd lost your mind? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert? A village crowded with Buddhist temples, not skyscrapers. A place where there isn't a word for recluse, but 1,000 words for community. Would it be crazy to go 5,000 miles from home? To spend time with people the rest of the world only reads about? To build libraries and fill them with stories? Prepare a meal with food you helped grow? To teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
At the American Lung Association, we're fighting for a day when we can all breathe easier. We're fighting for clear skies over every city and healthy lungs throughout the country. We're fighting to keep harmful secondhand smoke out of our public spaces and workplaces, and fighting to free millions of Americans from the addictive grip of tobacco and the devastating effects of lung disease. We're fighting for a day when kids no longer battle airborne poisons in their own homes or the fear of an asthma attack. The American Lung Association isn't just fighting for air. We're fighting for all the things that make it worth breathing, and we can use your help. Join us in the fight. Visit fightingforair.org and read about just a few of the many ways the American Lung Association is fighting to protect the air we breathe, both indoors and out. See what you can do at fightingforair.org.